If that's not value, I don't know what is. Let's help you write the next chapter of your ultimate story. Call 5950 to open an Ultimate Plus account today.
Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Edgar Lungu mourned. Zambia Chamber of Mines reports growing global demand for local minerals. And in global news, Trump-Musk relationship implodes with insults and threats. Good morning, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM Main News. Former Justice Minister Winter Kabimba has urged the Patriotic Front PF to cultivate the spirit of unity within the party following the demise of 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu. Dr. Lungu died yesterday at a Med Forum clinic in South Africa, where he had gone for his routine medical checkups. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Kabimba said it is important that Dr. Lungu's funeral is held in a peaceful environment, saying the state can only do what the family and the PF will allow them to do in a bid to avoid confusion. Mr. Kabimba, who has described the death of Dr. Lungu as regrettable, says the former head of state was still young and had the caliber to serve the country in other capacities due to his experience in government as well as president.
I was even, not only to the family and the PF, but even the general public. Obviously, many people have different opinions, they have different views, they have different feelings about Israel. But the man is no more to defend himself against any opinion and against any view that may be raised or expressed against. Like Robert Magnum says, the dead are alone and they have no defense. And therefore, whatever anybody thinks or thought about Israel, this is not the time to put him on trial because he cannot defend himself.
Meanwhile, governance expert Gilbert Chifenga has called on Zambians to unite in the wake of Dr. Lungu's passing, putting aside their political differences. Mr. Chifenga believes Dr. Lungu's death should serve as a reminder of the importance of unity and the need to appreciate leaders while they are still alive.
Our reflection about our 60th Republican president is that, despite some other weaknesses, he actually contributed to the strengthening of our democracy. He lost elections in 2021. We have seen in other countries where incumbent presidents refused to hand over the instruments of power. But it's a person that accepted defeat by the opposition leader, now incumbent president, Hakainde Hichilema. And also won kudos from outside Zambia for accepting an electoral defeat. That in itself showed Zambia that we are a pioneer of democracy in the region and beyond. So we have to remember him about that.
And former health minister and water and sanitation minister under the Patriotic Front regime, Jonas Chanda, has expressed deep sorrow on the passing of Dr. Lungu, describing him as a father figure who brought people together. Dr. Chanda says he is shocked by the untimely death of the former head of state, crediting Dr. Lungu for mentoring him and paving the way for his political career, including his roles as Member of Parliament and Cabinet Minister.
That man is the most humble person you ever meet in life. He's very simple, very humble, very supportive. That's the relationship that I had with him, both as an MP, as a minister, and just as an ordinary person. He's the person you want to sit next to. He's a storyteller, always jovial, cracking stories from childhood in Chimwemwe, Mkuba Secondary School, family, the nation. He's just a good human being. Yeah, so we have lost a very, very good human being, but we thank God that he gave us the privilege of him having served as our 6th Republican president, and my deepest condolences and God.
Meanwhile, Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD spokesperson Anthony Chibuye, has described the death of Zambia's 60th Republican president as a great loss and further highlighting the strong relationships created and shared within the Tonse Alliance as chairman.
Dr. Lungu's death is indeed a major blow to Zambia and the world. As FDD and member of Tonse Alliance, we have and we shall always value the relationship we had with President Lungu during and past his presidency. His death has illuminated fresh memories of our beloved president, Idris Zewala Nawakwe, who passed away exactly 2 months ago. It is indeed sad. At this moment, we want to extend our heartfelt condolences to the former first family.
And former Copperbelt Provincial Minister Mwenye Msenge is also saddened by the death of Dr. Lungu, calling for an end to post-told Phoenix News in an interview that he wished that there had been reconciliation between President Lungu and President Alain Ilema before his death.
Mr. Edgar Lungu, the 60th president, has gone with a heavy heart. With a heavy heart, with bitterness, and which is extremely unfortunate. These are things that we really need to look at and find ways of moving away from such kind of politics, politics of hatred, politics of stabbing one another, politics of eliminating one another. This shall not develop us as a nation. It is extremely sad that as His Excellency the President has died in such a manner and indeed outside his own country, Zambia. We are all aware that even though he went for treatment, it is a well-known fact that he left the country because of the persecutions that he was going.
The Zambia Chamber of Mines has revealed a surge in interest, inquiries and correspondence between Zambian mining companies and global industry players seeking to do business in the country. Chamber Chief Executive Officer Sokwani Chilembo says mining firms are receiving numerous communication from both local and international stakeholders expressing interest in partnerships and investment opportunities. He has attributed the growing attention to the rising global demand for Zambia's minerals, which has created significant opportunities to attract capital and sustain growth following recent positive economic trends. Mr. Chilembo has further urged Zambians to take greater interest in the mining sector by acquiring knowledge that can help them identify career paths or entrepreneurial opportunities within the expanding mining business value chain. He tells Phoenix News that there are vast opportunities for Zambians in areas such as mineral exploration, production, and support services as the demand for increased output from the mining sector continues.
It's natural for most business people interested in the sector to gravitate to the chamber because obviously our members are the largest in the industry. That's all a reflection of what we are seeing as a result of increased interest in the suite of minerals that we have in the country. So you are seeing it physically here, but I can assure you that emails and phone calls are following suit as a result of of the global interest in the minerals that we have. And that all bodes well for creating opportunities and attracting capital to maintain growth going forward.
Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa has cautioned the opposition against overstepping their boundaries, stating that they are only tolerated because they are Zambians. Mr. Mwetwa's comments come in response to the Tonse Alliance's vow to change the amended constitution proposed by the UPND once they form government. Speaking in an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mwetwa questioned which constitution the Tonse Alliance will change, given that they are unlikely to form government. He also reminded the opposition of their past actions, including violence and corruption, which have not been forgotten by Zambians. Mr. Mwetwa, who is also Media and Information Minister, has advised the opposition to appreciate the freedom guaranteed by President Hakainde Hichilema and avoid taking Zambians for granted and avoid assuming that Zambians have forgotten what they went through under the previous regime.
What Johnson Alliance will do is reform.